Back from the July 4th recess, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is doing some horse trading. He's trying to get at least 50 GOP votes to pass a replacement for former President Obama's signature piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act. Watching and waiting in the wings are healthcare officials around the country wondering what will happen if the Affordable Care Act is indeed repealed. One such official joins me now on the line. Tom Huebner is the CEO of Rutland Regional Medical Center. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
So, you know, there could be changes made over the next couple of days to this Senate health care bill. But what you know of the bill right now, as it stands now, what are your major concerns with it?
Really, the first concern is that many Vermonters will lose coverage. The Commonwealth Fund did a study on a state-by-state basis of the impact of the Affordable Care Act under the legislation that's been proposed. And they looked at loss of coverage, impact on hospitals, impact on state revenues, impact on jobs. The Commonwealth Fund is a nonprofit think tank that does that kind of analysis. The Commonwealth Fund has estimated that at least 39,000 Vermonters will lose coverage. I frankly think it's going to be more than that. I think it's going to be more to the 50,000 to 60,000 level. So that's concern number one. Secondly, again, the Commonwealth Fund has estimated that the state of Vermont over the period between now and 2026 would lose $2.6 billion in federal funding if the current bill is passed. And then for Rutland Regional Medical Center, my own organization, the American Hospital Association, whose board I sit on, has estimated that we at Rutland Regional would lose an average of $19 million a year in reimbursement. And that would cause us to have to reduce programs and services, and we don't think that's best for our community.
Would it cause you to lose staff as well? As I understand it, Rutland Regional is perhaps the biggest employer in Rutland. Is that right?
We're the largest employer in Rutland County, for sure, and you can't cut $19 million without cutting staff. It goes together. You know, our costs are mostly labor costs to provide the services to our patients. We think those services are incredibly important. Of course, that's not what we want to do, which is why, frankly, virtually every hospital in America has taken a position against this bill.
Well, Tom Huebner, there have been concerns, though, about the Affordable Care Act also, and that's mostly due to rising premiums for at least some people. Assuming that you think there is room for improvement with the ACA, what would you like to see changed about its coverage, if anything?
Yeah, there is need for some change, especially in states, not so much in Vermont, around not the Medicaid side, but around the exchanges and the subsidization levels for that. In some states, those exchange marketplaces, those insurance marketplaces have become unstable, and Congress does need to act to stabilize those so that you have reasonable premiums. You know, Vermont's health care costs are relatively low. We are below the national average by about $400 per person, which is great. But we need to make sure that insurance markets are stabilized, and there are some changes that hopefully could be brought about. I'm hoping for a bipartisan approach to that, but I think first we have to decide that we're going to still be in favor of having as broad a number of people covered as possible.
Former Governor Peter Shumlin had an ambitious goal of implementing single-payer health care in Vermont. He abandoned that plan due to lack of feasible funding for that kind of model. But with even the expanded insurance coverage under Obamacare, that plan is still dependent on a profit model for private insurance companies. Do you think single-payer is a viable alternative either nationally or perhaps for individual states like Vermont in the future?
I think it's highly unlikely politically on a national level to go to an all-public model, which is really what single-payer is. Certainly other countries have done that, but I don't see any inclination politically that we could get there. I think one of the problems of doing it just in Vermont is it's just in Vermont. It is not a program that works well in a small area alone, kind of in an island isolated from the rest of the country. Personally, if it was done right, I'd be in favor of it, but I'm very skeptical that that would be an approach that's likely to take place.
Tom, as we're speaking here today, can you give me a sense of how folks at Rutland Regional Medical Center are feeling? Are they talking about this soon-to-be-unveiled Senate Republican health care plan? And what are they saying? How are folks feeling about this where you work?
Well, at Rutland Regional, We take great pride in providing care to every patient in our community. We often say that everyone who shows up here, we will take care of. And we want to do that. We want to be that resource that our community can count on. And our staff take great pride in the fact that we provide that kind of care to our community. So anything that threatens that is of big concern and issue to them. I talk to our staff all the time about it, and they talk back to me. They want to be able to continue doing their work to take care of the greater Rutland region and all of our patients to make sure they get the services they need, and they see this as a threat to that.
Tom Huebner is the CEO of Rutland Regional Medical Center. Thank you so much for the time.
All right, Mitch. Thanks so much.